Now, our subject is about a suffering servant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're going to go get these scriptures here, and it says, but this first outline tells us that the amazing servant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The amazing servant. Yeah. I first of all, how do we view a servant? What is a servant? What's somebody tell me what's a servant to you?
A servant is a person that does whatever the leader or whatever tells him to do. That's what I feel like a servant is.
Yeah, that's part of it. But the thing about your being a servant, your being a servant is to serve others.
Okay.
That's what a servant does. Serve others.
Okay, well, I've been a servant all my life.
Not themselves, but others. Mm-hmm. Oh, we receive stuff.
Okay, right.
But that's God's giving us stuff. But as we do things for other folk, then God gives us the balance of what we need because of our servanthood. And servant has several titles. Servant has several definitions. So we can be servants in all kind of ways.
Okay.
And then you can be called a servant. And some things we don't want to be called a servant in that way because it's so demeaning.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Number one, a servant is a slave.
Okay.
Nobody want to be a slave because of what we know about being a slave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we know there are ethnic groups that has been slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some that still slaves but don't know they're slaves.
Right.
And therefore, and it says that a servant is a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And to whatever he do. And a lot of times the things that we don't want to know about a servant is a servant does everything master say do.
Okay.
It might seem hard at times.
Mm-hmm.
But he gonna do it anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at this servant, and then he serves, and he's a slave, and guess what? He is also socially inferior.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in the sense, being a servant, he don't look for the high place, in other words.
Okay.
He don't look to be the best. You know, look for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a servant serves the master rewards him.
Right, okay.
He gonna get a reward. So you don't get your own reward.
Mm-hmm.
The master rewards.
All right.
And then therefore it goes on to say about another part of a servant is he worships God only. He is a worshiper.
Okay.
Of God only. See, that worshiping God is just, we just honor every word. We hang on every word that God says. When he speaks out of his mouth, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Okay.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and then he becomes a messenger of God.
Okay.
He's a messenger. That's a servant. That's a servant.
Okay.
Messenger of God. And I want to go through these, and these are something that we just understand readily and what they're all about. Because we know what a messenger of God does. Only speaks what God says. That's what a messenger does.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
He tells the people, and he tells anybody he meets, whatever thus says the Lord. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now the other part is, then Isaiah 42:1 says, he's the Messiah.
Okay.
Yeah, we get to that point because we could have started off thinking about the servant.
Okay.
We're talking. This is the lesson is talking about the suffering
servant,
but I'm bringing it all down. What a servant is.
Servant.
Okay.
And that's what we need to know is what servants does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? Okay. See, and it gets so interesting simply because this Messiah is the anointed one.
Okay.
He's the anointed one,
mm-hmm.
And he is the suffering servant.
Okay.
And he serves others, but yet and still he is the highest.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It makes us see and understand that when God do things, he do it and puts everybody above.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even though you are some, you got all these titles. You're a slave, huh? Mm-hmm. You are a worshiper of God. You only speaks concerning things of others, and you help all the other folk there. But yet and still, God puts you up so high because of you.
That made me feel good.
All right. He puts them up so high, and that's why He wants us to get to know that we are servants of the true and living God. And this is what goes into our lesson here for when we come to serving, see, and then He tells us that exactly what happens, since He's the Messiah, mm-hmm. and then the last part of that servanthood and that being a servant is, He said they are followers of Christ. Mm-hmm. They follow God.
Okay. Right.
They follow His Son.
Okay.
Because we oftentimes want to separate them, but we cannot. Because the Father sent His Son. The Son gave His life.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then He went back and leave us His Father. And now they are still one. They never did become nothing but the oneness of God.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. Now we look at this suffering servant in our lesson here. And we look at the suffering servant and we're looking at, and then before I get to the verse number in the verse 52:13, mm-hmm. it says that, "Behold, mm-hmm. my servant shall deal prudently, mm-hmm. he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high."
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what happens to God's servant.
Okay.
He'd be very high. These outlines we have concerning this servant,
uh-huh.
is letting us know the things concerning how he has done everything. And then the first outline says, the amazing servant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we don't see being amazing.
Being no servant and being amazing at the same time.
Mm-hmm, right. I'm amazing, but we have to learn what a servant is all about, mm-hmm. and what he does.
Thank you, Tammy.
The amazing servant. And then it said, verses 13 through 15, it said, "My servant deal prudently, and he shall be exalted and extolled and very high. And as many were astonished at these, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the son of man."
Okay.
The amazing. That was the amazing mm-hmm. part. Mm-hmm. That was the amazing part. And the amazing part about that is saying that this servant took on himself.
Mm-hmm.
to take on the punishment.
Okay.
That's the amazing part about it. Mm-hmm. He's going to take on the punishment for the whole world.
For the whole world.
Take on that punishment for the whole. He was beat beyond recognition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, people feeling sorry when they saw it, how they beat him on that. Because those that were there, mm-hmm. they felt sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They was astounded at what was taking place, and they couldn't believe what their eyes were seeing. Okay. And you'll see what it said. Next says, "Who would believe that?"
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It says, "Who would believe that?"
Who would believe that? Part of the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the 15 says, "So shall he sprinkle many nations."
And go.
The king shall shut their mouths at him. Mm-hmm. And for that which has been told, them shall they see. And that which they have not heard, mm-hmm. shall they consider.
Okay.
They're going to come to consideration mm-hmm. because of the amazement of what he has done. Mm-hmm. The amazing thing. And the reason why he did it. And that, and it's so important that we know why he did it. And it's not that we can really fathom. We can only have trust and believe in that. Because if we think about the reason why he had to go and do this, mm-hmm. and it's going to tell us in a few minutes. Because this we're going to consider this simply because we've seen it, mm-hmm. we've heard it.
Yeah.
Now, what do we do?
Oh.
We consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Consider it. Mm-hmm. Now we're going into the who would believe it.
Who would believe it?
In Isaiah 53:1. and it's 1 through 3. And said, who would believe it?
Who would believe it? Mm-hmm.
Who would believe it? And Isaiah 53 and 1 says, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then he says, who shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root of dry ground? Mm-hmm. He has no form, no comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and who hid as it were our face from him. What an interesting statement there. We hid because it was as our face.
Okay.
We could almost see ourselves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was despised and we esteemed him not.
Okay.
Come on, what you got?
When you were saying that we had to hide, I keep thinking about in the beginning.
Yeah.
When they were trying to hide from
me. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something that you don't want to identify with. You don't see that. You don't want to you don't want that to be a part of you. You don't want to see yourself as that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to view that as, that's not me.
That's not me. Okay. Yeah. Oh, in other words,
and
you're
it's not
showing.
You.
Okay. It's not you.
It's him. It's for you.
For you. All right.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. See. And listen, and when you look at your book down there.
Okay.
You got your book down there. You say on this side over here, said where it says we the who.
Who.
And no one.
No one. Uh-huh. No one. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I highlighted that. No one.
No one.
Yeah.
No, that's beyond belief.
Right.
For the human.
Okay. Yeah.
That's for the human. That's beyond belief. Mm-hmm. Because all they have ever seen is servants or those that have died. And they died by way of a cross, you know. That man, that was a hideous death that men died by in those days, by a cross. And they saw how men died on a cross, but they did not die like this.
Okay.
They just hung them on that cross.
Okay.
And then they pierced them in the side. And they broke their legs.
Ooh.
To make sure. Yeah. That they were dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is the thing. Said who would believe that? Because of he was beat beyond recognition before he got there. See, before he even got there, he was beaten beyond recognition. Men say, who could believe that the suffering servant physically abused and mutilated beyond recognition as a human being is the same servant from 52:13.
Okay.
The one who would be prosperous, succeed so glorious and be exalted to the supreme position by God. No one. Who would know that he would? Who would believe that?
Right.
That he would be beaten like that and then be exalted.
Okay. No one would believe that. Not the way you would.
Now, how did that fit us? How did that encourage us? Because he said we must be followers of him.
Okay.
We got to follow Christ.
Right.
Huh?
Well, in other words, we're gonna have to go through whatever he did.
Make you go through the pain and suffer. That's things in this life, but you will never suffer the way he did.
Oh, but you're wondering how you can go through.
Yeah,
that.
How you can deal with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, and this is how he lets us see that no one. And then when we get to reading in the scriptures, when we get to putting things together, and as we look at this I didn't go into that exalting. I know what that is.
Okay.
That's being
okay.
Put above. That's being put way above. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we get in here, where it's
fifty-three,
and one, and it says, this is my wife's report here.
Okay.
It says, who would believe it? And it says, as we begin in chapter 53, which is the last of the four songs of the suffering servant, it speaks of Messiah, Jesus, who would suffer for the sins of all people.
Mm-hmm.
Such a prophecy is astounding. Who would believe that God would choose to save the world through an humbling, suffering servant rather than a glorified king?
Mm-hmm.
A glorious king.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is contrary to humanistic pride and worldly saying. Mm-hmm. But God often works in ways we do not expect. Mm-hmm. The Messiah's strength is shown by humility, by suffering, and by mercy. The speaker from 52:13 is the end of chapter 52 in God himself, whereas beginning with 53:1, it is considered to be Isaiah speaking. Who has believed the report? Mm-hmm. Have we believed the report that we have read concerning him? Why he had to do what he did?
Okay.
Then in the book it says, Apostle Paul, down below where he said, no one?
No one.
Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Mm-hmm. But unto us, which are saved, it is the power of God. And again in Romans 1:16, he will boldly confess, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believe it, to the Jew first and also to the Jew. He said, who's going to believe that? But when we get into the word and start studying and start understanding and hearing what thus says the Lord, you know, I find out it's so important to listen to what he says a lot of times. I read a lot of stuff. But I hear a lot of stuff. And I hear people say stuff.
Okay.
And that's some stuff that I take, and that's some stuff that I leave alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, I know. Sometimes the preacher gets on the congregation nerves sometimes by saying some things that may contradict how they believe, how they see things. It's not wrong, but how they see things. And I find out, and we go back to this, if we stay with this servant thing, where does a servant reside?
Where does he reside?
Yeah, where does he stay? Where does he live? Where does he be? Where is he? Where is he? So where does a servant?
I think he'd be everywhere.
In humility?
No. Places, people, and things.
I say everywhere.
If you put it in perspective, you can't be everywhere.
Okay.
But you got to be somewhere.
Okay.
Where would you consider your servanthood to be more effective toward God?
Homes.
On my job.
Yeah. Wherever you feel that is, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing I want us to say is that make sure that it's God's stamp.
He got him.
Okay.
See, God stamps where we are, and God stamps where we are effective at. God stamps where we are more prosperous at. God stamps where we can do more good.
Okay, so if I'm at home with my husband, I can do good there.
You can do good there.
Okay.
Even if you go to your church, you can do good there. You can sing Zion songs, you can pray prayers, you can encourage. Wherever you are, you can do that. But I want to say this as tenderly as I possibly can, that to believe God puts you where he desires you to be, and know of assurance that he did that.
Okay.
I'd like to be, and I feel like God would like for us to be, where we can be effective. But if you look at John the Baptist, where was John the Baptist?
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness. With a camel suit on.
You know, you're looking bad.
But that's what he had a diet that wouldn't quit.
Okay.
Wild honey and locusts.
Oh.
Good gracious, like, you know. But yet he come preparing the way. And guess what? Everyone that followed Jesus didn't die of natural causes.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
Didn't die of natural causes. What happened to John the Baptist?
Oh, yeah. The head cut off.
Uh-huh. My head went off.
Okay, yeah, uh-huh.
And then later when Peter and them come on the scene, what happened?
Okay.
What happened to Peter? They hung him upside down. Because he said, I don't want to be hung straight up, not like my master.
Oh, okay, okay, uh-huh. Okay. So he's okay.
John and James.
Okay, John and James.
Don't put me on. Yeah, she gonna put me on. Don't.
That's all right. You just keep talking. I'm listening. The audience is over this way. And you say, where's John and James?
John and James. James on the Isle of Patmos. Boy, okay, they boil him. They put him in hot oil.
Okay, okay. And then
And they was killed. Okay. He killed James. Mm-hmm. Herod killed James.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, these are suffering servants.
Okay, all of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the last one of them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Was this on the disciples?
Yay!
Huh?
That was his disciples.
These are disciples, yeah.
Yeah, these are his disciples.
These are his disciples. See, they say John was a disciple, had disciples.
Okay.
I mean, the scripture said John had disciples.
Yeah, he had disciples.
But Jesus, they said, because John's disciples out there doing the same thing Jesus was doing, and Jesus and his disciples doing, and Jesus' disciples said, they can't do the same what they don't need to be doing.
They don't need to be doing what we doing.
He said, they leave alone. Okay. They are doing a good thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're doing what we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not opposite of what we do.
Okay.
And that's the thing. And that's when they come to time, because he said every one of them was martyred.
Okay.
All of his servants was martyred.
Okay.
And therefore, and then he said, now who can believe the report?
Mm.
Can we believe the report now?
I can believe the report.
Can we believe the report now?
Believe the report.
Who would believe the report?
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to the next outline. It says that the astounding servant.
Okay.
No.
Atoning.
Sorry about that. Atoning. Get wrapped up in that.
Okay.
Put some letters in there that shouldn't be there.
That's all right, though.
All right.